AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Just days after he was ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation lawsuit, Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy. The former New York City mayor and former Donald Trump attorney listed nearly $153 million in existing or potential debt. The recent lawsuit involved Giuliani making false statements about election workers in Georgia. Over the counting of ballots during the 2020 election, Giuliani spoke to reporters outside court in Washington last week.
Of course I don't regret it. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes.
Besides the $148 million, Giuliani owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax liabilities, money he owes his lawyers, and potential legal judgments and lawsuits against him. Police in the Czech Republic say a lone gunman opened fire in a university building in downtown Prague, killing at least 15 people. The gunman, a student, is dead. The getaway has begun. Whether it's an airport, a train station, or roads, it's crowded. Last year, a Southwest Airlines meltdown around Christmas stranded 2 million travelers. The hope is this travel season is a lot smoother. Maggie Terrell took the chance and flew standby from New York to Chicago.
Which the week of holiday, you know, is tricky to do, and I made it on the second try, so I'm feeling really lucky. I feel like Santa's real. He's good. He's out there.
In New York, Remy Athico prefers taking the train.
It's quiet. You can think better and play with your phone, your cell phone, or your computer.
For those driving, gas prices are cheaper compared to last Christmas. Israel has kept up its blistering campaign of airstrikes and ground operations across the Gaza Strip, where the UN says more than 500,000 people are starving because not enough food is getting in. That's roughly one out of every four people in Gaza. Wall Street is clawing back some of its sharp losses from the prior day. This is AP News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is playing a waiting game, 2 years into a war that turned out to be a costly miscalculation.
Putin's banking on the West's support for Ukraine gradually crumbling, fractured by political divisions, eroded by war fatigue, and distracted by other demands, such as China's menacing of Taiwan and war in the Middle East. Also, the international political outlook could turn sharply in Putin's favor after next November's election in the U.S., by far Ukraine's biggest military supplier, and where some Republican candidates are pushing to wind down support for the war. Nearly half of the US public believe the country is spending too much on Ukraine, according to some polls. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
While electric vehicle sales are growing, sales are surging for gas-electric hybrids, which alternate from gas to battery power to maximize efficiency. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.